You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
And now, a word from our sponsor, Zscaler, the leader in cloud security. Cyber attackers are using AI in creative ways to compromise users and breach organizations. In a security landscape where you must fight AI with AI, the best AI protection comes from having the best data. Zscaler has extended its Zero Trust architecture with powerful AI engines that are trained and tuned by 500 trillion daily signals. Learn more about Zscaler Zero Trust plus AI to prevent ransomware and AI attacks. Experience your world secured. Visit zscaler.com/zerotrustAI.
The word is SOC Triad. Spelled S for security, O for operations, C for center, and triad as in a group of three. Definition: a best practice for framing cyber intelligence critical information requirements that recommends collecting and consolidating data from three specific sources: endpoint, network, and log. Example sentence: in order to detect and prevent adversary actions across the intrusion kill chain, analysts collect intelligence from the SOC triad. Origin and context. In 2015, Gartner's Anton Chuvakin coined the phrase "your SOC nuclear triad." He compared the main task of SOC operations to what Cold War strategists use to preserve their nuclear strike capability and retain escalation dominance. The nuclear triad consisted of strategic bombers, land-based intercontinental ballistic missiles, or ICBMs, and submarine-launched ballistic missiles. Enemies could take any two out, and the targeted nation still had the ability to respond in kind. Chuvakin's idea was that SOC operations should take a page out of the nuclear triad playbook, but modify it. He said that every SOC should have its own visibility triad. 1, endpoint data. 2, network data. And 3, someplace to store the log information. In 2021, the Network Defender community gets the endpoint data from EDR tools, or endpoint detection and response, the network data from NDR tools, or network detection and response, and we store all that telemetry and other log data in some kind of SIEM, or security information and event management. Some tools called XDR, or cross-layer detection and response, combine network and endpoint telemetry. Nerd reference. In a 2020 YouTube interview hosted by the Enterprise Strategy Group, the host asked Chuvakin if he thought the SOC triad was still relevant 5 years later.
My impression was that it's still relevant, but let me quickly clarify what's going on here. So when I described a triad, I described log analysis, traffic analysis, and endpoint telemetry analysis, which is usually done using EDR. And one thing that bothered me back in 2015 when I made it up was that deeper application visibility doesn't really get its own pillar. And admittedly, what I saw in real life kind of indicated that it doesn't. It's either logs or people just don't do it. So for 2020, I was trying to figure out whether this deserves a separate pillar. And I still feel like perhaps next time when we are looking at it, it may get a separate visibility angle or visibility line or visibility pillar. Today, I still think traffic, endpoint, and logs may cover some of the application stuff.
Today's episode is sponsored by SRM, your first call for cybersecurity and investigations. Threats today are evolving faster than ever before, and since 2005, SRM has pioneered tailored security solutions for global corporations and their executives. Whether it's defending against cyber attacks with their award-winning team of ethical hackers and incident response specialists, or navigating the murky waters of compliance and ESG challenges, SRM's insight and straightforward advice will help you navigate complex risks and emerge more resilient. Their secret? A culture that nurtures the sharpest minds, giving them access to the newest technologies and the freedom to solve problems in new ways, enabling them to craft simple, effective solutions for your unique cyber challenges. Search Your First Call to discover how SRM can help your business.